Yes, Steve, the state of Missouri was so close among the Democrats that several national news organizations called it first for Hillary Clinton and then for Barack Obama. And as of this morning, there are still question marks over the state and its 72 Democratic delegates. The vote took place amid rain and lightning that may have dampened turnout in many places there. The bad weather didn't keep NPR's Linda Wertheimer from attending a couple of primary night parties in the St. Louis area and talking to one of the country's most closely divided electorates.
In St. Peter's, which is west of St. Louis, we went to a bar called Lawler's to a party for a local Democratic candidate, hoping for an assortment of supporters for the two presidential candidates. And that's what we found. Lee Jenkins is a stay-at-home mom who voted for Barack Obama, hoping he'd be more electable.
I thought he was likely to get more independents and Republicans that would cross party lines and vote for him and, you know, in the end make him more electable in the general.
We found several supporters of John Edwards who dropped out of the race just before Super Tuesday. Their support may account for part of Obama's late gains. Jim Carl's job is wastewater. He wanted to vote for Edwards.
I felt that Edwards had a better plan, to be honest with you, but I think that Barack, with his charisma and how he can relate to people, they really came across that way. But I had supported Edwards for quite a long time.
Hillary Clinton carried St. Charles County, where St. Peter's is, and part of her strength came from union members. We met several, including John Shetterly. He's a pressman at the Post-Dispatch newspaper.
Oh, okay, I voted for Hillary. I think Hillary's been around so long, and she's always been strong with unions. Barack came out of nowhere. I've heard his name, but Hillary's been around. She's the old gal of the place. And if Barack gets it, I'm sure we'll back Barack. But I'm personally going with Hillary, and so is my union.
We also met a family who almost but not quite agreed on a candidate. Their son voted for Obama, but the parents went with Clinton. Gordon Schrader is a bail examiner. His wife, Jackie, works in a factory making hair bows.
There wasn't a whole lot of competition out there. Hillary had appeared to have the most experience, and we spent 8 years with Bill, and we had it pretty good. So we just voted for Clinton.
What about you, the mama of the family?
I just think it's a chance to make history. Put a woman in the White House.
We also went to an election night party in Clayton, Missouri, a small and prosperous community on the edge of the city of St. Louis. It was a neighborhood party, all sides welcome, given by a former mayor and his wife. This is another area where Obama picked up support among white middle-class voters, including Susan Rava, a retired French professor who likes the poetry of Obama's candidacy.
And the way he expresses himself, and there's something about it that pulls you into a world of possibility. And I really felt that this was the moment for that.
Also at that party, the Newmans. He's a lawyer, she's a scientist. They've been married for nearly 50 years, and this is their first political disagreement. Sanford Newman thinks Obama is more likely to win.
Because I think there are a lot of people who have negative feelings about Hillary Clinton, and I think that Obama seems to have gathered a lot of momentum and excitement, and people are excited about his campaign.
Roz Newman thinks Clinton is more substantive.
The idea of change, without any real substance, it seemed to me, underneath that, just convinced me that I think Hillary has more substance in what she has to say.
Apparently, as the Newman family goes, so goes Missouri, split right down the middle. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Clayton, Missouri.